What is that sound? Oh, that's called a volatile reaction by Kevin MacLeod. I'm liking the music. I think I'm gonna keep it, but I'm gonna maybe put some overlay on it. Anyway, howdy, folks. This is It's All Connected right here on RLM Radio on Monday evening, 7 p.m. Eastern. It is Monday evening at 7 p.m. Eastern. I am Grimner. It's July 6, 2020. How y'all doing out there? Oh, boy. Hot enough for you? Oh, man. All right. So this is the second episode of It's All Connected. And the title of this episode is Where is the Corner of This Circle? All right, so anyway, let me say hi and howdy to all the folks that are listening in out there and other various places you may be listening in from, whether it's right here on RealLibertyMedia.com or maybe over there on RLMRadio.xyz, those folks on RealLiberty.org. Oh, there's places you can tune in from. I've listened to some of them, so I know we're out there. Anyway, so all the folks here in the chat, good to see y'all here hanging out with us tonight. I see talking in here. Miss Chloe and Sock Puppet and Rob Works, Miss Christine, Vinny. All right. SLC Mike and I think Kate is listening probably. Did I say Rob Works? Yeah. And Moose Girl, you tuned in? I don't know. All right. So we got a bunch of people, Free Enslaved, various bots, Beetle. No, Beetle's not a bot. I didn't mean that. And the Mighty Bubbler. The Mighty Bubbler is kind of a part of the chat here. Yeah. See, that's information Vinny mentions here, that there's no corner in a circle, jerk. What you do on your own time, that's fine by me, brother. All right. So I've been looking all week, considering, thinking about various things going on in the world, to try and pinpoint a good starting point, that's where I have to close my eyes so I don't have to look at it. Anyway, so I've been looking, and there's really no, because it's all connected, you can't really pick a starting point. It's all, and if you want to look at it, a circle, and you're looking for a corner to start at, to grab onto, to hold onto, to say, hey, this is where this comes, that is where that comes. So since I couldn't actually find a particular spot to go with, we're just gonna do some of this corona nonsense, because that's the biggest thing going on out there right now, is this corona nonsense. You can go sphere if you like, that's fine. But it didn't really fit my analogy of no corners in this circle. and I did pull up some articles, although I'm not going to read them to you. I will tell you what we got here. Because this stuff is so messed up. All of this stuff going on right now out here in this world has been so planned for so long, in various corners of the elitist mentality, elitist society, which does not include you or I. It does not. I mean, if you look, first off, at the coronavirus itself, the fact that it has been patented for many years now, and also a vaccine, which has also been patented, although maybe there's a problem with it, I don't know, or maybe they're just waiting till enough people get freaked out enough by this that they'll beg which you see already a lot of people doing, beg for some kind of a vaccine. Because since the cure, would have been the hydrochloroquine. That would have been the cure. That is the cure. If this is the type of virus they're saying it is. We don't know for sure that it is, and I'll get to that in a little while. But from what we see, the death rate, which they initially said was around 4%, which would have been huge, which would have been humongous, is now down to about 0.04 or less. So that's a huge factor there, instead of it being 4%, to be down to 0.04%. Which would they have locked down the entire world if it was 0.04%? I don't think so. But since they wanted all of this to come about, they brought all of this about in a very diabolical manner, to show it. Oh, okay. It came out of bats in China at the fish market. It was some crazy stuff. And then to watch it spread, the spread of it around the globe, which happened far too fast for it to be a naturally occurring spread going on. So anyway, what we have here, and these articles should show you a little bit of what's going on here. This first one I found over on fee.org, or the Foundation for Economic Education. I thought I was clear about no quarters. Where is the corner of this circle? All right. So this one here, posted just a couple days ago, on the 2nd of July, I guess 4 days ago, by John Miltimore. The title of this article, Modelers Were Astronomically Wrong in COVID-19 Predictions, says a leading epidemiologist, and the world, you, is paying the price. Yeah, everyone, all of you, is paying the price for this insane push for the global tyranny, the global control. This is what it is. This is a massive control mechanism. And all of it, the various parts of it, come back to these certain groups of people. And you could look at Bill Gates for sure. Oh, he's definitely dead in the middle of this. But Johns Hopkins University, yeah, I think most of you are probably familiar now, at least in a tertiary manner, with Johns Hopkins University, because they keep bringing it up that Johns Hopkins is the one producing all this data, all this fake data, this phony data. And so whenever you see something that says, this information brought to you by Johns Hopkins, you probably want to stop and take a look and see what it is and see how it matches up with what other people are saying about this, because nobody else agrees. Nobody outside of the circle of believers believes. And there's a huge circle of believers. You know, it's obvious. And that much you can tell by walking through the grocery store and seeing how many people are wearing masks or staying 6 feet apart or all the various other things. This is actually the second. This is episode 2, Sock Puppet. Last week was kind of like a little pilot episode. So whatever, it doesn't matter. yeah. Anyway, thank you for that. I appreciate that. These numbers that they spewed out there from this. This guy, Dr. John Lowenditz, I don't know how to say his name. Anyway, he's a world-leading scientist and he has been exposing the bad science involved here around this whole corona nonsense that now it's just called COVID for some reason. I don't know why. Why did they drop corona? Corona seemed like a better name to me, even though there's a ton of different coronas. This is, I guess, specific because COVID is also a generic, but when you add the dash 19 on it, it brings something up totally different. So anyway, he's been going through all of the data and information on all of these things and pointing out the fact that the fatality rates, they've been... yes, Moose Girl, people do still believe it. That's what I was saying. The circle of believers that believe the information put out by the, quote, authorities on this. This is where the problem comes in. Yeah, you could absolutely show them documentation studies by thousands and thousands of scientists showing that this information is incorrect and bad and that this lockdown should never have occurred in the first place. And if they would have done the proper studies prior to going through and freaking everybody out, freaking the whole world out, because this thing was going to kill y'all. Well, not y'all, but 4% of you, which is a lot. That's a ton. That's massive at 4%. But we don't have 4%. We have 0.04%. Huge difference. Far less than the average annual flu that comes around, which is about 0.4%. And then if you add another zero in front, you get down to where this is at. Okay. That's the first part of this. Then I came across this other one on Off Guardian the other day. And I shared it as many places as I could. And I'm glad that I did share it around because a lot of other people then shared it from my sharing of it. And actually, Hal Anthony covered it in a way different than I do, on his show yesterday on Behind the Woodshed. So this one, you have to step through it. Step through it. What's that? What are we getting here? RLM is down? Is that what you're trying to tell me? Well, let me try this here. I don't know. Yeah, it's up. It's fine. Everything's good. All right. Sorry for a little disruption there. Sometimes I get tech issues during the show. All right. So this article from offguardian.org by Rosemary Frey and Patrick Corbett says, and I quote, "No one has died from coronavirus." Let me repeat that. No one has died from the coronavirus. Now, they, and the people in this article, do still believe that there is an actual coronavirus out there, but that no one has died from it. And I do probably need to share you a little bit of this, but I'll just give you a little bit. I said I wasn't going to read any articles on the show, but, you know, sometimes it makes more sense than paraphrasing what they have to say. So here it is. A high-profile European pathologist is reporting that he and his colleagues across Europe have not found any evidence of any deaths from the novel coronavirus on that continent. No one has died from the coronavirus. His name is Dr. Stoyan Alexov, called the World Health Organization a criminal medical organization. Criminal! And to even call them a medical organization, that's a stretch, because I don't really think they have anything to do with medical anything. But he called them that for creating a worldwide fear and chaos without providing any objective, verifiable proof of a pandemic. And if you look at what qualifies as a pandemic, even with their fake numbers, corona does not qualify as a pandemic. Well, spelled correctly, but yeah, verifiable facts. So another stunning revelation from the Bulgarian Pathology Association president, Dr. Alexov, is that he believes it's currently impossible, in case you're sitting out there waiting to have an injection of a variety of poisons pumped into your veins to protect you from this virus that won't kill you. So he believes, their group believes, there is currently impossible to create a vaccine against this virus. It can't happen. And if you look back through the other SARS viruses and the coronavirus, which is a cold, coronavirus is a cold. I'm sure you all know that. But the other SARS, because this is a mixture of SARS and corona, SARS-CoV-2, there's no cure for the common cold. Everybody knows that. And while they tried in vain for many years now to create a cure for SARS, a vaccine for SARS, they have been unable to because of the way it goes in to your immune system. It doesn't work in the manner that allows you to protect against it because it attaches SARS itself to other issues that your body may have. So in order to fix SARS-CoV-2, you need to find something that cures everything you have all at once. Because this virus, again, if this one is actually real, this virus, but the other SARS have been real, and that's been proven, and they've nailed those down to some degree. But in order for them to get to this virus, the SARS virus goes into your body, it says, hey, I see a little problem over here, let me go over to that, grab onto it, and multiply it. That's how these SARS viruses work. They don't just go in there, and it's not a brand new thing going bad in your body. It's a multiplier that goes in and says, I see a disease over here, and I'm going to go and magnify that so that it multiplies throughout your body in a variety of ways. And if you have more than one thing going, that's why you see the young people, really no problem. They don't have a lot of these diseases. Up through the age of, I think, 40, 45, they said, people below that age are pretty much immune. Not immune, they'll get it, but they'll get it, and then it'll come, and it'll go. And unless they have some other underlying massive condition, then they're going to be just fine. If anybody does have some kind of other underlying condition, that's the condition that will kill you. Not this corona stuff, because of the way it works. And it was designed that way. Yes, it was designed that way. In a lab. So he also revealed, this guy in this study here, that European pathologists have not identified any antibodies that are specific for SARS-CoV-2 for the reasons I just explained. That you can't have an antibody for something that's not actually attacking you. It's not attacking you. It's going after your other diseases and magnifying them, multiplying them. So the antibodies that you're going to wind up with are going to be the antibodies to fight off your other underlying conditions, not for corona. Okay. There's a lot of really good information here in this article. I'm just going to put the links to these various articles into the blog after the show, which I actually haven't even written up yet, which for this show, as opposed to the Grim Leftover show, this show's a little harder to write up because of the fact that I'm not actually positive what I'm going to say before I come in here and start saying it. But it's interesting. Okay, let me get to the meat of this and the meat of what I have to say to you on this. Yeah, I got to do homework, man. It's not easy. I thought this would be a much easier show, you know, not going through and doing all the links and covering everybody else's info and stuff like that, but I was wrong. I was totally wrong on that. Okay, he says, and I quote from him here, in quite a few cases, we have also found that the current corona infection has nothing whatsoever to do with the fatal outcome because other causes of death are present. For example, a brain hemorrhage or a heart attack. COVID-19 is not a particularly dangerous viral disease. All speculation about individual deaths that have not been expertly examined only fuel anxiety. Yeah, it is a grim reality. Let's see. Christine posted a link here about some Broadway actor who battled COVID-19, died at the age of 41, wife says. He probably had some other stuff going on, Christine. I don't know. I don't know that story. It's interesting, though, how a lot of famous people have been getting the corona, but nobody really know. Nobody know. Well, most people, nobody I know got the corona. I've heard people here in the chat, not heard, but I've seen people here in the chat say, yeah, oh, I know this person or a friend of a person that I know out there that they've got the corona, or they had the corona and they went through it, or they tested positive for the corona, which I'm not even sure what that means, because how do you test for it? If you don't understand, listen to Hal's show. He'll tell you. There is no test. All right. So moving on to the next little link I have here, because this is part of the direction, the way things will be going for you coming forward. See, now Christine, she says she knows a man whose sister died of it. Or died with it or died of it. See, that's the question. And that seems to be the case more often than not, that people died with it rather than of it, because you don't die from it, as far as I see, as far as I could tell. It makes a huge difference, Christine. She wants to know, what difference does it make? Well, if, as I was explaining earlier, if you have the underlying conditions, and the corona finds that in your body, or the COVID, or the SARS portion of the COVID, worsens those. Yes, it does worsen things, and dead is dead. So, fine, that's fine, but. In order to actually say that the corona is killing people is incorrect. That's bad information, because it's not. Other things that they already had and that were magnified by the corona, and the way the corona works, the way it was designed, comes into you and does that. Does it make a difference? I think it does. Especially, I mean, If I get it or you get it, and we don't have these underlying conditions, as far as I know, I have no underlying conditions, and I'm old. I mean, I'll be 60 next month, so I'm at that age where they say, oh, if you're over 60, blah blah blah, you gotta stay away from people. You're whatever. Calling it a pathogen to anyway, let me get back to my deal here. I don't want to going to do this. This messes me up every time. All right. So anyway, now you remember the phrase, or I'm sure you're still probably hearing the phrase from time to time, but not as much as previously. The new normal. Here you go with one. This is actually posted on Reuters.com on June 26th. A Japanese startup has created a connected face mask for the coronavirus new normal. Connected face mask. Does anybody actually need that? I'm going to have to say no, but hang on a second. Wada. All right, so here it is. Just a little bit of this. As face coverings, and they're not even calling them masks so much anymore, because they really know that most people don't have masks, can't get masks, aren't willing to go out and pay for these masks. Here it is. They call them face coverings now. So as face coverings become the norm amid the coronavirus pandemic, Japanese startup Donut Robotics, and no, they don't make donuts, Donut Robotics has developed an internet-connected smart mask that can transmit messages and translate from Japanese into 8 other languages. The white plastic C-mask, fits over your standard face mask and connects via Bluetooth to your smartphone or tablet application that can transcribe speech into text messages, make calls, and amplify your voice. It's a little different. I would enjoy this much less. All right. It says, we worked hard for years to develop a robot, and we have used that technology to create a product that responds to how coronavirus has reshaped society, said Tasuki Ono, not Yoko's brother, I don't think. So they have this mask that, and you know, there's a problem for a lot of people right now. There's a lot of people that are hard of hearing or deaf that depend upon watching a person's mouth move so they know what that person is saying. They can't do it. But with this, they suddenly can. So they're expecting this to be the new normal, to be the extended normal, for this to continue going on for a very long time. And if you stop and think about what's going on, and it depends on where you live, I suppose, but I know here in New Mexico, but it's really all across the U.S. and around the world. How do they plan? How do they plan on stopping this, on shutting this down, on getting out of this, on saying, okay, we're good. We don't need social distancing anymore. We don't need face masks or face coverings anymore. Do you see a way out? Do you see how they can say, okay, this is done, this is fixed? As pointed out earlier, there's no way to create a vaccine or cure against the SARS portion of the COV. And as far as the corona portion goes, well, how long have they been looking for a cure for the common cold? A long-ass time. Okay, so how do you think they're going to get out of it? Well, they're not. I mean, there's no way for them to either admit that they have been wrong all this time and have destroyed the economy of the world and ruined tons and tons of people's lives over this nonsense, or just to say, all right, well, we've fixed it. And so since we've fixed it, and give people some kind of placebo effect type thing, but probably not just plainly a placebo. Probably a placebo with other nasty stuff in it that they want in your blood. And whether that is a some sort of a chip type thing or some other nanobots, whatever they have in their mind to bring you into the belief that they actually fixed this stuff that they created and then falsely blew out of proportion by so much that it did what it did to the global economy, and the fact that the global economy being destroyed, ruining all private small businesses, which is what's gone on, which is what's happened, whether they could actually come back and admit, yeah, we did that on purpose because, well, all those little businesses are hurting the big businesses because those big businesses could profit from the customers of all the small businesses. Now, it may be that, all right, we'll just say, well, we'll just start up a new business from wherever we're at that point. Because, I mean, the market would be ripe for that kind of thing, right? But if you look at some of the restrictions going on and where they're going on as far as businesses go, all the big businesses are allowed to stay open and operate while all the small businesses are not. Would that change? Would that change if they came up with some kind of a vaccine or a cure of some sort or another? That remains to be seen, but I don't like the look of where it's going on that. It just seems like a problem, as does this guy over here on No Trick Zones. No Tricks Zone. I can almost read. NoTricksZone.com, who says, and I quote, "Lockdown based on scientific fraud. Viral German documentary demolishes COVID-19 hype. Panic based on data falsification." Data falsification. That's lying. Lying on a global scale. They have a quote up here on the top of the website on NoTrickZone.com. It says, "Not here to worship what is known, but to question it." And that's from a guy, Jacob Bronkowski, Climate and Energy News. Yeah, question it. Whenever you hear information coming out, in regard, it's not talking specifically or even generally about the corona stuff, but whenever you get information and it spreads like wildfire, like you hear it in one place and then you go and you look on the Twitter or wherever you get your information from, your various sources of information, and you look at it and they're all repeating one another. They're all mockingbird one another. They all, every site, it doesn't matter which one. Fox News saying the same thing as MSNBC, as CNN, as CBS, ABC, Fox. They all say the exact same words. Maybe they'll throw a little laugh or a chuckle in here. Oh, yeah, this happened. but every station you tune into are the exact same words. You hear it on the radio stations. You hear it on the internet, on the television. Wherever you're getting your information from, whenever you hear that, you know that something hinky is going on. Something is not right with the information you're being fed. And you might say, well, they all get their information from the same news sources, from Reuters or whatever. Yeah, you do. they all do. And you know why they do? Because that's where they're told to get their information from. Yeah, that's right, Moose. No one would falsify data. What benefit would that be? Well, none to us. Obviously damaging to us. But to them, very beneficial. Anyway. All right. Anyway, it's posted up by P. Goslin. I'm not sure what P stands for. On June 30th here. Here it is. 300,000 views in first 48 hours. No basis for lockdown. no basis for lockdown. Falsification of scientific data. Soviet-style psychiatry for dissenters. On June 28, German psychology student Sebastian released a video that completely demolished the hype surrounding the COVID-9, quote, pandemic, unquote, and how dangerously authoritarian the government is handling the matter. It claims that the basis supposedly underpinning the lockdown was grossly unscientific, and it was, it still is. The information you hear this guy Fauci come out and start telling you about things that he said exactly the opposite of a week ago, a month ago, however long ago, based on nothing, except maybe you'll hear Johns Hopkins' name thrown in there. You'll hear the Johns Hopkins University people said this. They are bad. They are very bad. All right. So the lockdown was grossly unscientific, and that the numbers were padded, multiplied by many times, to create fear and panic amongst y'all. They have the video with English subtitles available here in this post if you care to look at it later after I post the blog. But released just yesterday, the documentary has already been viewed by 300,000 times and will surely become controversial and attacked viciously by self-anointed fact-checkers. Fact-checkers! So they watered down the definition of a pandemic. And that's pointed out in the video. Sebastian begins by noting how in 2009, the WHO, the WHO, not the rock group, not an owl, thanks, Al, removed the criteria, two criteria, that were part of a definition of a pandemic. There had to be a high enough death count in a number of countries. Today, that is no longer the case. Why was that change made? Unclear. Sebastian also explains how the media and authorita use tricks to make the numbers appear far worse than they actually are. For example, showing the number of infected persons is very different from the number of people who test positive. The number infected is much higher. And so that if the number were used to calculate the death rate, then the death rate would be, say it with me, much lower. Yes. if you increase the denominator by many fold, then your product there is diminished by a great amount, which is why you are hearing 4%, oh no, when they hadn't actually tested anybody, if they even actually have a test, which is kind of a questionable thing. Or they say it's a thing. Some of us don't buy it. And there never was exponential growth. The German psychology student shows how the weekly numbers of cases increased in late March, not because the virus was rapidly spreading, but because the testing rose dramatically. More tests equals more cases. The media and authorita made it look like the virus was spreading faster, but it wasn't, not at all. That trick was enough to cause the panic and allow the government to get away with enacting the economy-crushing lockdown. The reality, however, there was never an exponential growth. Never. It's a failure to distinguish between the number of infected and the number who are actually ill. Not distinguishing between the two is not only negligent, but grossly unscientific. Then there was the falsification of the data. The methodology used to count the number of people dying from COVID-19 every death where a patient tested positive was deemed to be a corona death, no matter what the real cause was. That's the dying with rather than dying from. In other words, if today I was tested positive with corona and showed no symptoms, and tomorrow I jumped out of a window and killed myself, then corona would be the official cause of death. Not the concrete that I smashed into. The concrete didn't kill me. The corona did. That's falsification. That's falsification. Actually, it would, Chloe, and I've seen many cases of it pointed out, where people die in a car crash, people die from gunshot wounds, people dying from all kinds of various things that they are calling corona deaths, marked on their death certificates as corona deaths, counted in the numbers of corona deaths. Whether those are maybe not necessarily the official cause of death, they are counted as corona deaths in the corona death count numbers. And that's bad information. That's falsified information. It's incorrect. Anyway, you see how... it's true. It's true. I've seen many, many, many reports on that exact information. So, anyway, so now you see... I think the first reported of the corona happened last August, almost a year ago now. And then there was kind of nothing for a while. And then it sprung up over there in Wuhan in November of last year, and then started to take off a little bit in December of last year as they started to push it, push the corona out. Through various methods, and then it was suddenly all around the world in a matter of a month or two, which is improbable, I will say. I won't say it's impossible. I mean, people fly all around the world all the time, and I guess a lot of those people fly through the Wuhan area, I guess, enough to cause it to do that. Or those people that go through the Wuhan area, go to other big hubs where a bunch of other people are, and while they're in that hub, they infect everybody else in the entire place. Apparently it's that simple. I heard today on the radio that the reason that you need to wear your mask or face covering is that the corona stays in the air for three hours after you breathe. Not that your face covering, your piece of cloth mask, is going to stop that from getting out, because it doesn't. If you cut a t-shirt up and made a face mask out of it, which is all that you really have to do to make them happy, for them not to fine you for walking around outside in public without a face covering, that little mask is not going to protect the people out there if there's an actual virus being spread by your breath. Christine says, none of this matters to the individual who cares about their health. All of their nonsense and use politically is wrong. Nevertheless, it is out there, and as an individual protect myself when around other people. Yeah, I just focus on my health and avoid people. Well, that's the key thing right there, is avoiding people. Also, they said, and see, here's part of the confusing things is you hear differing voices from differing people. Like the CDC says, it'll stay in the air for 3 hours, it'll stay on a surface for 3 days, the non-symptomatic people can spread it, and the WHO said, no, that's not true. The WHO says that non-symptomatic people cannot spread it, and it does not stay alive on a surface for 3 days. It barely stays there for minutes. And if, but see, that's the thing. That's the thing, Christine. She says she doesn't listen to the alphabet agencies, but they're the ones providing the authorita information. They're the ones that all of these talking heads on all these various clap outlets, corporate lame-ass propaganda outlets, the MSM to most of the people out there, they're the ones, that's where they get their information from. And so, I don't even know how to address the conflicts between them, the variances in them. Right, them, Johns Hopkins University. Let me pound that into your head a little more. They are the biggest liars going on out there. They are the ones that Bill Gates relies on for his fake information in order to publish what he wants, what to get his agenda forwarded. Soros is highly involved in this as well. Soros is highly involved, as we talked about on Freaker's Ball on Friday night, in this, quote, vaccine, unquote, that will cost them $9 a dose to create, which seems outrageously high for them to create, but they say it costs $9 a dose for them to create. That's probably because of the electronics in it. However, they will be charging $3,000 per treatment for this $9 dose. George Soros is heavily invested in the company making this vaccine thing that they're calling a vaccine. And who said that? They did. Right. Okay. Anyway. So, you're very right, Rob Works. There are a lot of scientists on both sides of pretty much every issue. But the ones that get publicized are the ones that fit the agenda they're trying to push forward, which at this time is global tyranny. Global tyranny. And it just look, you know, all right, we're going to let you walk down the street. You're going to let me? What the hell does that mean? But if you do walk down the street, you got to obey all these goofball rules. You got to stay X amount of feet away from everybody. You got to wear this thing over your face. You got to wash your hands every time you touch anything, which is pretty much impossible. Anyway. I hope you see how all these various aspects of this are all connected, because they are in a huge manner. They are in a huge manner, all connected. And this goes back, I mean, we're talking, I think 2009 was when the patent for the virus was came out, and it might have been a couple of years later, 2012 or something, when the patent for the vaccine for this came out. All of these various things have been connected, and they've been driving at it for a long time. They've been planning for it for a much, much longer time. Just like 9/11. If I could just mention 9/11 for a minute, because we all know, well, maybe we don't. We should all know that 9/11 was in the works for a very long time prior to 9/11. If you watch an old television show from, I think it was the late 80s, it was a single episode show, I mean a single series, season show, called The Lone Gunman, which was a spinoff from The X-Files, so I think it was the 90s. At some point, 94, somewhere in there, the spinoff from The X-Files called The Lone Gunman. They showed you and told you exactly how 9/11 was going to be pulled off. And by who? Of course, it was never really considered a big thing, just because it was that kind of a show. I mean, it was a spinoff from this show, The X-Files, which, you know, people didn't take serious. I took serious because I could see that that show was much more of a documentary than it was of a fiction. Anyway, the Lone Gunman was a conspiracy group within the conspiracy show that put out a little newsletter talking about the conspiracies. And they got a spinoff show for one season for whatever reason. I mean, they weren't that big a part of the show, of The X-Files. And they, in the pilot episode of the Lone Gunman show, showed you exactly how they were going to take down the World Trade Center. And that's how it happened. And then, immediately after 9/11, within a couple weeks, they had this thing, this book, this massive novel called The Patriot Act. All written, and ready to go, ready to be released, right after 9/11. And all of the things involved in it, and of course it had nothing to do with being a patriot, it had to do with destroying any privacy or rights you thought you might have. And anything that was left over, they just threw it into the NDAA. Yeah. which is supposedly a reauthorization for military spending, Department of Defense spending. But no, that was not exactly what it was. It was a further tightening, a further intrusion into your life and liberty. So, all of this is part of the same drive, which I don't know if it goes back before Agenda 21 was written or not, or if it's all just part of the implementation of Agenda 21, or the new, I say new, although it's many years since been released, Agenda 2030. But it all fits in, and you could look into organizations like the Club of Rome and understand where this information is coming from. And understand the types of groups, the Trilateral Commission. There's various groups out there that are all part of this elitist cabal that mean to control everything that you do and eliminate the unnecessary ones. And apparently, at this point, the unnecessary ones were the old people. The old people were the unnecessary ones, so they're the ones that are getting killed off primarily by this. And how did they do that? They threw all the old people, well, not all of them, but if you had part of this disease and you lived in New York, they put you into one of these virus centers called a retirement home, and everybody in there just started dropping dead. Yeah. Oh, man. I don't know. Okay, I'll try and get to a more focused point next week. I'll try to narrow it down to a more singular thing. Although I was fairly singular, this week it did go much better than last week, I think. So hope springs eternal for next week. So I'm hoping that next week will be better, even better, I should say. And it's going to take me a while to get used to doing this still. I'm raw at it. I'm a novice. I'm a newbie. I've been on the radio, this kind of radio here, for a long time, talking about various things. But usually I have some kind of data or a partner, Moose Girl, to you know, back me up and hold my hand through these shows. Like I said, since this is new, it's quite the thing. Anyway, so I'll try, like I said, next week to get more narrowed in to a particular centralized point and branch off from it from there. But again, I think this did that in a good way, to my mind, to my mindset. And you have to understand, and one of the show titles I considered before I settled on this one, before I even thought of It Came from the Desert, was an idea that I've thought for a long time, and I think I've mentioned in the chat time after time, was called There Is No Box. And there is no box. Yeah, everybody puts themselves in various boxes, but the boxes don't exist. You create the boxes for yourself, whatever those may be. So anyway, I'll try and narrow it down and branch out from that direction. It's a difficult task, but I think I'm up to it. All right, well, thanks so much, everybody. Tomorrow we'll be in a perfect world with Flash and hopefully with Grammy at 3 p.m. Eastern right here on RLM Radio. No live shows presently on Wednesday, but on Thursday you get Dropping the Coil. Rob Works, Larry Woods, Flash Somebody, great show, good information. Those three have a good chemistry together, so it's worth checking them out. Check the schedule on reallibertymedia.com for all the rest of the shows on RLM Radio throughout the week. Thank you ever so much, everybody, for tuning in today. Talk to y'all later. Peace!